You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting in the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good morning and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day three coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three of our coverage from this great event. It has not failed to disappoint. It has been a wonderful event so far.
I don't know. I think I'm going to officially declare ACE as my favorite trade show.
I got to tell you, it's been a great show. And the pound for pound, this has been the best, the best collection of interviews we've done at a trade show. Just been scintillating conversations. We are learning an awful lot.
Which is exactly why we're here and why everybody else is here.
That is absolutely correct. Well, we have a great guest up next. Say hello to Kerry Hoffman. He's the Northeast Regional Sales Manager for Telog Instruments. Kerry, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Appreciate it today.
We're good to have you. Glad to have you stop by. Kerry, before we get into our conversation, take a few seconds. Tell us a little bit about Telog. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Yeah, sure. So Telog has been in business for 30 years. We're located over in Rochester, New York. And essentially what we do is we monitor water distribution systems and collection systems. Our company president founded us 30 years ago with an idea to create data loggers. And as technology has progressed, we've progressed. So we're a national company based over in Rochester, New York.
Well, give us the before picture. How is the typical water system being monitored today?
So most distribution systems are monitored with inside the plant using SCADA. And SCADA is supervisory control and data acquisition, of course. And what Telog is the DA of SCADA. So we're the data acquisition part. Mm-hmm. And SCADA was originally put in the plant to control things, turn things on and off, and also gather information using those types of controls. Requires power and requires a constant signal from those instruments. And what Telog does is we go outside of the plant and we actually monitor points where it's hard to get SCADA, because currently folks are still focused on trying to spread their SCADA further and further from the plant. And so currently that's how it's being done. It's still with SCADA for the most part.
Well, you've touched on it, but go far deeper on how Telog is different. And talk about the data acquisition. You know, we say all the time on this show, you know, we're good at collecting data, but making and developing actionable data is where the music's really made. So talk more about how Telog really has a different approach on that.
Sure. So we have a whole line of RTUs, or recording telemetry units. And essentially, our units go out in all the areas where you don't necessarily have power. For example, on a fire hydrant, there's no power on a fire hydrant. But Telog has a wireless cellular-enabled unit that you hook right up to the fire hydrant, collect pressure data down to a sub-1-second resolution, and transfer that data back as often as the customer wants, whether it's once a day, once an hour, or on exception, whenever an alarm happens. So what we do is we get outside of the plant in all of the areas where it's really difficult to collect data, PRV vaults, fire hydrants, as I said, water quality instruments, mag meters, rainfall, all those applications that are outside of the plant. We have a whole host of RTUs that'll go out there, collect all of that data, log it with inside of themselves, and then transfer it wirelessly, again, using that cellular technology. And the real power of it is that it doesn't need power, external power, that is. Our units have up to a 5-year battery life. So essentially, you deploy a unit, let's say, into a PRV vault. It's collecting all of the actionable data from that PRV device, sending alarms when things happen, and the user doesn't have to ever visit the field unless there's an issue they have to fix or within that 5-year boundary to change that battery.
You talked about collecting data in sub-1-second increments, and when I think of a fire hydrant, for example, I think that's the context you used it in. Is that overkill? I mean, or what am I going to do with all that data?
Sure. Well, there's these things called water hammers. And water hammers are caused by pumps turning on and off too quick, people opening and closing fire hydrants too quickly, or things failing in the system. And if you can imagine, essentially, a distribution system is a smooth-flowing system of water, and all of a sudden something breaks, and that nice closed system has reverberations throughout the system going back. Almost think of sound waves going back and forth and back and forth. Mm-hmm. That causes pipe breaks. That causes big-time problems in the system. So essentially, sub-1-second monitoring, we can monitor up to 20 times per second on a fire hydrant. And essentially what it does is it allows our users to capture the waveform of those water hammer events and then trace it back to where it occurred and hopefully find the issue and then fix it.
Is there a predictive aspect to that? Can I listen to these reverberations and analyze it and say, oh man, let's go open this valve, close, or do something prevent?
Yeah, that's kind of the idea, essentially, is that our unit will, let's say, monitor 1 second. It's monitoring every second the pressure, but it has a buffer zone. So as soon as it notices that hammer event, it goes into the sub one second, down to that 20 times per second monitoring. Yeah. And then back in our software, an alarm will pop up. And if you're monitoring your system with a full Telog approach, you've got your pump station being monitored by us, your PRVs and your hydrants, and you can see exactly what portion of the system the hammer occurred in and what needs to be done to correct that, hopefully.
So it sounds like
cool is that?
It's amazing, but it sounds like you can be proactive versus reactive. And what kind of impact does that have on the customer? Does that have an impact on maintenance, say?
Well, it does, and it allows customers to find leaks. It allows customers to find water loss issues, which is a huge issue all throughout the industry, water loss. So essentially, if you're monitoring your pressure and then you have the tools to find issues in the system before big problems happen, that's what Telog does for
them. That's big.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of all these sensors throughout not only the plant, but through the whole piping system and pumps and through the whole system. And it's a little bit intimidating. Mm-hmm. So I think in terms of, I want all that data. I want to be proactive and respond to it. But first I got to get it all installed and I got to make it all work.
Sure.
And I got to figure out how to do it and train people. Talk about the implementation and deployment.
Yeah, we try to make our stuff really easy. Essentially, just go back to the fire hydrant. A customer will take our unit. They'll open up the case. They'll screw it onto the hydrant. They'll lock it down with our locking key. They'll connect a cord. They'll push one button, which initiates the call back to our software and our server. And they're done. At that point. Of course, it depends on the application. If we're talking PRVs, they need to install the pressure sensors on both sides, the inlet and the outlet. Mm-hmm. Again, it depends on the application, but we really try to make our things, less than a 30-minute installation time. We try to make it easy for folks to get out there, push a button, and before they get back to the plant, they've already got data up on their website or in their server software.
What about the software side? I mean, you kind of addressed the hardware piece. It makes perfect sense to me.
Right.
What about the software?
Yeah, so we have two different approaches to give data back to our customers. We have what we call our DHS service, which is a cloud-based service. And essentially, it's great for small to medium-sized utilities because what they do is they purchase the hardware they need based on their applications. They install them. They push that button. And we give them a dedicated website with secure username and password, alarming capabilities, all cellular enabled for about $20 per month. And there's no IT worries. There's no, do I have the right server? What about firewalls? Telog takes care of all of it. That's the DHS side of it. And it's really great for us. Then we have for our larger utilities, the New York Cities, the Bostons of the world, we have our enterprise software. And what that is that's a full enterprise license type software, full data analysis capabilities, engineering tools in there, and that resides on the customer's server, and the units call into that enterprise server at the customer's location, and they manage it because they have the IT infrastructure to manage those things, and they're a little more data hungry, we find, the larger utilities.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the power of Telog is all of your data in one centralized location. So whether you're using our cloud-based DHS service or our enterprise software, whether it's hydrants, PRVs, pump stations, it's all in one centralized location. There's no need to go multiple places to get your data or your alarms.
Telog is exhibiting here at ACE 14. What are you principally showcasing at this year's event?
Well, we're essentially showcasing our DHS service, our cloud service. That's a newer solution for us. And of course, our distribution system monitoring package, which essentially is all of those applications I had discussed before. Our RU32 is a newer product. That's our PRV monitoring product. We also have a flavor of that can read water meters, such as compound-type Sensus and Neptune meters. That's been pretty popular for folks. Also, our HPR32 is that wireless hydrant recorder I talked about before. That's being showcased here, and so far it's being very well received.
Terry, if I'm an engineer and I walk into your booth, I probably already have a little bit of an idea of what the technology is, what I can do with data after I've acquired it, how I do that, how I analyze it. Mm-hmm. And then in the back of my mind, it's, yeah, but my boss is going to make me justify financially all this investment. Talk a little bit about the cash implications.
Yeah, you know, it's really about return on investment. You know, so whether you're a small or medium-sized utility and you want to let Telog deal with the software side of it, or you want to go with a full-blown package, essentially the ROI is the ability to not deploy a team to just do standard maintenance. You know, drive around and just check the pump stations, check the PRVs. Is there a leak? And then they leave and they don't know if something happens. And folks are really finding that once they understand what their system looks like and what's actually happening real time in their system, they're saving so much money because they're not sending people around driving in the trucks every day on their standard route. They're going where the issues are, and then they're preventing the issues from happening. So they're saving a whole bunch of cash.
All right. Well, Kerry, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Telog?
Yeah, you can visit our website at www.telog.com, or if you're here at the show, booth 1566.
Kerry Hoffman, Northeast Regional Sales Manager with Telog and latest voice over talent out of Water Online Radio. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by, guys. And joining us.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.